Both girls spun to face the sound. A second gunshot ripped through the air, followed by another.
"Those are gunshots," Sophia exclaimed in a hoarse whisper. "Let's get out of here."
She grabbed Becky's hand and they raced into the night. The wind from off the bay blew more mist inland, making the fog so thick that even Sophia lost her sense of direction. They fled through the enfolding darkness until a building materialized in front of them. It appeared so suddenly that they almost bumped into it. They stayed close to the side of the building, following the wall, until they found a door ajar. They slipped inside. It was dark, but their eyes soon adjusted.
"Where are we?"
Becky whispered. Sophia shook her head.
"I'm not sure. Let's look around a bit. If we can figure it out where we are, I can get us headed in the right direction."
Becky grabbed Sophia's hand as they examined the room and its contents. The dark shapes of discarded tools and old tires lay scattered about. A long wooden counter with sagging shelves and broken drawers hulked in one corner.
"I bet this is that big building in the middle of Old Salt Works," Sophia said. "That's the only one close enough to the beach that we could have reached so fast."
In the far corner, by a wide garage door, they found a large pile of gunny sacks. Sophia picked one up. A glass bottle slipped out, bouncing with a hollow ring on the hard-packed earth. Becky picked it up. It was empty. She sniffed at it and wrinkled her nose before handing it to Sophia. Sophia did the same.
"That smells like the stuff that was in the barrels behind Joe's shop," Sophia said. "I bet it's their whiskey." "Have you ever smelled whiskey before?"
Becky asked. Sophia shook her head and then remembered that Becky couldn't see her very well.
"Not really," she whispered. "Only at Mr. Madeira's house. Have you?"
"No,"
Becky said.
"That's what this has to be. It isn't soda pop.